it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup, checking in with reporters around the state about the stories they've been covering. First, the State Fair is underway in Milwaukee, and this year the State Department of Natural Resources is expanding its popular exhibit after 2 years of cutbacks. Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Judith. Good afternoon.
The DNR's Exploratory Park exhibit is back this year after being heavily cut back in the last couple of years. Can you talk about what changed in 2017?
Yes, in 2017, the Department of Natural Resources made a decision to drastically reduce their exhibit at the Wisconsin State Fair. The department had a 70-year history, so dating to 1947. Quite a large exhibit at the fair, and in 2017 they reduced it by what employees estimated was 98%. So they cut many of their popular features, and this included Smokey Bear Schoolhouse, which generations of fairgoers visited and learned about wildfire prevention. And it also cut the big fish aquariums that the DNR takes to many of their exhibits, and that was a very popular feature, as well as many programs. Wildlife was not represented after the 2017 cut, and many other programs. It maintained a very small presence for state parks and endangered resources. So that move, the justification was really never given by the department, but obviously it would have reduced costs for the department to exhibit.
And were people reacting to the fact that it was such a reduced presence? Did people notice that they weren't there?
Yeah, I would characterize it as a huge disappointment to fairgoers. I visited the fair that year, and a DNR employee was tasked with taking comments from people. She had a notebook, and people could write comments, or she'd write them for them. And I was able to read a few pages. There wasn't a single positive review of the change. So this had been a very popular exhibit. It's by the department's estimation, they had 300,000 visitors to the fair pre-2017, and for many people, that fair visit represented the only contact they would have with a DNR employee each year. You know, the department touches each of our lives, but not always very visibly. They oversee clean air and clean water and those type of things that positively affect our lives, but it's not often that a Wisconsin citizen can actually speak face-to-face to a DNR employee, and the fair certainly provided that opportunity.
So here we are 2 years later, and the exhibit is back in full force. What does it include this year?
Well, last year, after great public outcry, the department did bring back Smokey Schoolhouse and some of the fish displays. So it did increase slightly last year. Now, this year, it has ramped up significantly more, and they're going to fill the entire what's called the North Building at the fair. So it will bring back representation from all DNR programs, and it'll include many more employees. So it's also got hands-on displays that are tied to Governor Evers' declaration that 2019 be the year of clean drinking water. So there's a theme, a drinking water theme or a water theme that runs through each of the displays. And many of them are geared to kids so they can actually get their hands wet and touch stuff and interact with water and learn about it.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for giving us the details.
Thank you.
Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked with us about the DNR's Exploratory Park exhibit at the State Fair, which runs through August 11th. Now we head north to Oneida County, where investigators are recommending charges against a forestry official for his alleged misuse of public resources. Rob Menser is the rural communities reporter for WPR News based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for being here.
Why, thank you.
This starts with a 39-acre piece of land that the Oneida County Forestry Director purchased earlier this year. Can you tell us how he acquired this property?
So the property was owned by a group of three people, some of whom lived – none are from Wisconsin. They lived in different parts of the state. And Billigan acquired first a stake in the land and then the second stake, and then eventually was, according to the sheriff's investigation, used pressure and intimidation to get the third landowner to sell to him.
And so that was one part of this, but then Billigan had the land and the misuse of county resources became an issue. What happened there?
Well, so what started this as an investigation in the first place was in April, Billigan used county resources, a county backhoe, and some county labor, as well as a work crew from the McNaughton Correctional Facility, a state prison that's in Oneida County, to clear land on his that he privately owned. There's a logging road that goes into this property, and he was in the process of working to obtain an easement from the town there to make it a town road. But that had not happened, and he, as forestry director of Oneida County, called in this work crew as well as this county backhoe to work on this land, and that triggered the complaint that he's using public resources for his private good.
I have to say that doesn't seem very discreet. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork to have prison labor coming out of the facility and working somewhere. A big piece of machinery is also fairly noticeable. Was there any sense that he was trying to hide this?
You know, the use of these prison work crews is routine up there for doing forestry work. They're paid $1 an hour. And this is not – it is not unusual for the county forestry director to direct them to various, you know, county forest lands. That's like a thing that Oneida County and other counties do. You know, in this case, Billigan has defenders. I talked to a county board member who's of the view that he did nothing wrong here. And in this case, this was a road that was going to become, in his way of thinking, going to become a town road, and so it was a legitimate use of this labor. There's a little evidence that he concealed. For instance, the Oneida County Corporation Counsel, the lawyer for the county there, there were documents in the sheriff's investigation that said that he believed that Billigan had intentionally withheld key information about this decision before he approved it.
So basically, what you're saying is that him signing out this work crew or this piece of equipment would not raise eyebrows unless people realized where it was being used.
Exactly so. Yep, exactly so.
So the sheriff's office is recommending criminal charges. Who makes the final decision on whether those will be filed or not?
Right. And it is important to say no charges have been filed against Billigan. He's been on paid leave for several months while this investigation is going on. The sheriff recommended charges, but the Oneida County District Attorney recused himself. He's in the same building. You know, he's a colleague with this department director. And so it is in the hands of the Lincoln County District Attorney. Lincoln County District Attorney has not filed charges and declined to comment to me on whether charges will be forthcoming anytime soon.
And has Billigan himself made any comment?
Billigan has not. This has been reported by several outlets. I tried and continue to try to reach him, and I was not able to. He hasn't said anything, but I suppose if you know, he may want to wait and see what the legal system decides as well.
Well, Rob, before we let you go, you wrote a little bit this week about the Lumberjack World Championships that are happening this week in Hayward. You were not able to make it up there, but is that on your wish list for getting up there?
Boy, it is now. It sounds like quite a trip. This is the 60th year of these. It's the executive director converted me. He's talking about the pole climb and the log rolling events. It sounds sounds great.
We got to ask you, Rob, which event do you think you'd excel at?
To me, I'm very outdoorsy. I feel like I could log roll with the best of them.
Oh, you know,
I'm not very outdoorsy. This is listeners don't know this. No,
we actually interviewed a champion high school Wisconsin log roller about a year or two ago. So you know, maybe I should send you that link and you can start working on your technique.
It's perfect for me because it does not actually require strength as such. It's just balance. I can work. You know,
balance. Yeah. Just. Yeah. Standing up on a moving
block.
How hard can it be? Well, Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
Rob Menser is the Rural Communities Reporter for WPR based in Wausau. He was with us to wrap up our weekly check-in on news stories from around the state. We also talked with Paul Smith of the Journal Sentinel about the DNR bringing its popular exhibit back to the state fair.